Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, John.
Well, half co-host. I only read half of these. I'm going to go ahead and open that up with that.
You're not missing much. There's a lot that happened. I mean, we'll be able to breeze through a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, here, let's just start this off with...
These episodes might be kind of short, but we will see.
Maybe we'll make these three plies where we like cover three comics in one of them, and then you can do the next one.
No.
And then we can make that the extra episodes talking about other things.
No.
All right.
Maybe. We'll see. Probably not. So yeah, these episodes going to be kind of
shit.
Interesting to say the least. So let's just go ahead and get into it. We are reading Captain Marvel, the original Captain Marvel.
Marvel.
What was it? Lawson? Doctor? We'll get to it.
Yeah, it's not important.
Issues 12 through 14. That's what you read. 12 through 17. they were published by Marvel in 1969.
Nice.
The writers, and this may contribute to why they were bad, because there's too many of them. The writers are Arnold Drake, Gary Friedrich, Archie Goodwin, and Roy Thomas. Art was done by Dick Ayers, Frank Springer, Tom Sutton, Don Heck, and Gil Kane. Colors by Sid Shores, Vince Coletta, and Dan Adkins. And then the letters were done by Gene Izzo and Artie Simic. So we've got a lot of people on these issues. Yeah, the fact that practically, I think, like I told you earlier, six issues we're covering, five different authors on all six issues. It tends to be not good. It's because, especially nowadays, when we have one author will do a story arc or have like a run on a series, and that run tends to be, what, 12 to 20-ish issues, give or take?
Usually a whole story arc.
Yeah, at least one whole story arc, if not multiples. So, but let's go ahead and get into this. We are, like I said, we're dealing with the original Captain Marvel. And I know, I mean, the Captain Marvel everybody knows now is Carol Danvers. She is in these, which I was unaware that she actually was in. She was around before. I think I somewhat knew that she had her and Marvel had some sort of relationship, but I didn't know it was from the start, you know?
Yeah.
So, some background on what's going on. Marvel is a traitor to both the Kree and Earth right now. He is on his Earth persona, which
Walter
is
Walter Lawson.
Okay.
Larson.
I think it's Lawson. Lawaw. I know how to spell, I swear. Either way.
Lawson.
La.
Yeah, Lawson sounds good. Why not?
Let's see. When he was on Earth as Lawson, he stole a ship. That was going to be like a moon.
Yeah. He stole a rocket ship.
A rocket ship off the armor base. He got branded a traitor. He went to the Kree home world, or Kree Law, or whatever the hell the planet was.
Shane Kree Law.
And he did something. I don't remember exactly what, but got branded a traitor there. So he was like, he's wanted on both planets. So right now, he
is pretty much just a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's kind of, this is what, issue 12 of his own series, and already he's being vilified.
Yep, issue 12, and I'm already not impressed. Oh.
We have to mention that his love,
Una,
I think it was like Nurse. Something Una. I know they say it later on, but I didn't really pay much attention.
No.
Because
yeah.
She really wasn't an important part of the story, except for the fact that
him
he
and
loved her and
the bad
apparently
guy.
Jan Rog.
Yeah, his nemesis.
Yep. Loved Una and was mad that she died.
But he was mad that she was banging Mar-Vell.
In love with Mar-Vell. Even though Mar-Vell had some feelings for Carol Danvers.
That was just because he was trying to fit into the earth so he could do his thing.
Love those hot blondes. But he gets told by this being Zo, which I believe is a powerful Kree deity. That's the impression I got.
See, I got the impression that it's some kind of like universal force.
Okay.
Like, it's not, of Kree.
See, okay. And I thought it was... He knew who Zo was because he was, like, a Kree legend. Or a Kree god.
Oh, could be. Like I said, I don't know. I didn't read enough of it to...
That's fair. So, ultimately, Zo gives Mar-Vell the power to... Like, this ultimate power to take revenge on Jan Rog.
Which involves teleporting.
Which is... pretty cool.
That is cool as shit, but guess what?
But it also has, like, it takes a toll on him. He can't do it, like, back to back to back.
Yeah.
Which is very good, especially coming from, like, we just got done playing D&D, and you need that balance. You don't want to overpower your characters, you know?
Yeah, so you don't end up killing people and stuff.
Yeah, I'm still alive, barely. barely there. So, Mar-Vell uses his teleportation
to turn
powers.
Into a big head and float around.
But he does end up following Jan Rog.
Well, first he goes and sees
Una.
Yeah, his beloved.
Yeah, apparently
she's dead.
She's dead, and he made this platform for her on this rocket. Or not this rocket, it's a
meteor.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So now she's going to be eternally dead.
Yeah, whatever. No, preserved.
Oh, still dead.
Yeah, but she's preserved.
And still dead.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's because she's, according to the placard by her head, his eternal love.
Everlasting
love.
Yeah.
Everlasting love.
I gotta point out that Jan Rog is, if for anybody who has seen the Captain Marvel movie, was played by Jude Law. I don't think you still haven't seen the movie.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you have. That's right.
Yep. Yeah,
Jude Law is Jan Rog. So.
I thought he was Mar-Vell.
No. Mar-Vell was, what was her name? They made her a female.
Oh, that's right. The captain, whatever badass.
Yeah, the one
chick.
That came back and looked like the Supreme Intelligence took her form when talking to the girl. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So Jan Rog's a dick, and he knows that Mar-Vell's gonna want revenge, and Mar-Vell has his chance to get revenge.
Well, but, we aren't even there yet.
No. Well, no. He says they're here. Like I'm following his ship. Basically, and it's like, I can take my revenge right now and just kill the ship and destroy the ship. But no, I want it to be sweet. So he's going to let him go and go back to Earth to plan for his revenge. Motherfucker just killed the ship. Like,
just look, you're a big floaty head. Just be like, boogie, boogie, boogie. And then they wreck into a sun or whatever.
I do like when Mar-Vell does get to Earth and the Mexican army.
The militia.
Finds them. I feel like they're making a lot of
racial slurs. Yeah.
Ay, Chihuahua.
Yeah.
When Mar-Vell disappears. That's bad. Kids, don't be racist.
Yeah, don't be like Mar-Vell. Wait.
Well, again, 69. That's
nice.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I don't give a shit. Time does not,
Oh, no, it doesn't. Does not, what's the right word? Quantify? No, that's not right.
Justify.
There we go. Thank you. Justify it being racist.
Words. We're good at words.
Words are hard.
On this podcast, we are good at words.
We need a shirt that says that.
Oh, my dear God. We really do.
We do see Carol at the base, and this is her talking
before
to the
before we
general.
Get to that, though.
Go ahead.
Mar-Vell, without his helmet on, looks old as fuck.
Yeah. Which definitely makes me... Because he's got the white hair.
Yeah.
He's got what looks like wrinkles.
And he's got, like, this goofy-ass chin that
it's not a square jaw.
Is it supposed to be a square jaw? Because it looks like somebody. It looks like somebody punched him in a square jaw and it swelled up.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a square.
But anyways,
Which is definitely interesting because I know in '85 when they do the Death of Marvel storyline, Captain Marvel storyline, he's got
brown
black,
hair.
Brown, black hair. So I guess he uses that just for men.
Rogue, no, Rogue is the hair growing. Yeah, just for men is the hair color.
So, anyways, as Carol's
talking to
Carol's there. She's basically vilifying Mar-Vel for stealing the rocket.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, you dirty rat!
But the big thing is, we have Black Widow shows up now.
Who is a pansy in this? I would like to say.
Well, okay. So you remember? I think our first Avengers story we did.
Yes.
When Widow showed up, she had a secret mission from
Fury.
That she was trying to kind of tell her boyfriend Hawkeye, and Hawkeye was being a dick and didn't listen. This is that. This is part of that story.
Oh.
This is I allegedly this is it's like a 3-part story between this Avengers and I think Submariner. We didn't get to that, so whatever, because Submariner was
Chucks.
Still is kind of meh.
Yeah.
So for anybody who remembers those stories, I would give you the episodes to go check out, but I didn't look those up. That's on me.
I'd look them up, but I have to have the comic on my phone.
You're good. They were early. Later. I think it was somewhere in the 60s.
69.
No. The episodes.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying these were made in the 60s, and it's funny.
But if you want the full story, you can go over to find that episode, or don't. The full story is she was on a mission from Fury to investigate what turns out to be the Puppet Master. He was working with
the Strings,
two other villains, Egghead and somebody else, that their plans were to try and take over the Avengers and the world, and they just failed.
No way.
Yeah, right. But this guy, Puppet Master, I'm pretty sure this is supposed to be the Puppet Master.
Master of Puppets is pulling your strings. I'd hope so. He makes a puppet. So, anyways.
Well, that's later on.
Yeah.
Or you're talking about the android here?
Yeah.
The Manslayer?
Yeah.
The Manslayer. He is controlling this android robot.
This big red, everything is red about him robot.
Yeah. And he's going to... His goal is to destroy the rocket.
Yes.
Why? I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Also, his name is the Manslayer. His primary goal is to not let any man stop him, I think is what it was.
But he doesn't kill anybody.
I'm Manslayer, a being of biochemical and electronic.
Isn't he plastic?
Perfection, without emotion or feeble human motivations. I have but one function, to destroy men. But his goal is to take care of the rocket.
Yes, so he doesn't actually understand what he's doing.
Correct.
Malfunction.
I had to point that out because that was so fucking stupid. Also, the other stupid thing is
Mar-Vell's
powers from Zoe is to make illusions. And when the Manslayer starts to attack, the guards who were going to arrest Lawson, Mar-Vell, for treason or being a traitor, instead start firing at the Manslayer, and then he uses these illusionary powers to make this...
A riot breakout?
No, not a riot, just a little protest. And instead of going after the Manslayer, like they should, they're like, hey, you protesters, get out of here.
Well, you kids aren't supposed to be on my lawn.
Basically. Like,
yeah, I mean, fuck, but it was just... It was trash. Like, it's trash writing.
We can easily burn through this because...
Yeah.
Black Widow gets captured... We knew that from the Avengers thing. Mar-Vell is able to
sort of stop.
Well, he starts fighting the Manslayer, and the Manslayer is kicking his ass. The only reason the Manslayer stops is because Black Widow, who is
broke his controls, basically.
Yeah, like melts the controls, and the Manslayer just stops mid punch, and losses is like, or Mar-Vell's like, I did it!
Yay! I'm good. But, see, this is what I don't get, though. He got all these special superpowers from Zoe.
Yep.
And he can't beat this one little robot.
Right.
Like.
So, he obviously isn't as powerful as he thinks.
Yeah. Zoe played him hardcore.
I know you didn't read it or finish it. We're going to get into that in issue 5. So we basically end the issue with the military men trying to arrest Lawson, and then Lawson just disappearing in front of them, almost revealing the fact that he is Captain Marvel, and all of the MPs are like, we saw him, right? Nah, maybe we didn't. I don't know, guys.
And then it was the 60s. They're like, let's put our doobies out and, you know, pull the needles out of our arms and just...
We'll get to it at the end, but this one was definitely not... This was not a good start to this arc.
I agree. It was awful.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Captain Marvel story.